testing 1, 2.
All right, all right, all right.
I am ready to chat after a... What?
Nothing.
Oh, you smiled.
Oh, yeah.
You excited?
I love doing podcasts.
I'm so excited.
And look, the bar is finally moving along.
I know. I'm very happy about that. No, I'm... We've been trying to pick out paint colors and like all of these things. And I'm like, we need to give the people what they want.
Give them what they want.
We, aka this podcast, but we rearranged like the podcast room. We rearranged the
spare room,
guest room. Yeah. Like we've just been doing a lot of different things and trying to make this place minimalistic and like get rid of some things and just, I don't know. I feel like when you live a minimalistic life or like really like nothing out, it's easier to clean. It's either easier to keep up. And then it also helps with your mind as well.
Clear the clutter.
Like as soon as I start cleaning, my brain starts to just go quiet. But also too, like when you see a mess, your mind tends to be a mess.
I usually look at, it's a good representation of how someone's mind is and the way that they think or their thoughts or, you know, if, so at work, right? Look at somebody's desk. If they have papers everywhere, if they like, if they're constantly shuffling around, where did I place it? Where did I put that? You know, and it's like, they got 50 different things going on at once. And that's how they're thinking. That's how their thought process is. That's how, you know, they can't be super hyper focused on one thing and be thorough with it and give it 100%. They're like, you know, all over the place, like whether you want to call that ADHD or whatnot, but like, it's not very productive. And I don't really see very many successful people that operate that way. Like when I'm impressed by somebody that walks in or I walk into their office and their desk is neat and tidy. They literally have one thing on there that's what their main focus is at the time.
Yep.
The rest is organized, put away. And that's how I tend to work too. As soon as I have more than a couple sheets of paper, they all have a place. I need to figure out where they go. Or I'm like, you know, putting tabs, like those highlighter tabs or sticky notes or something like that to categorize what's more important, what's next.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of have like bins that I put what I need to do throughout the day in to get it done. But when you look at my desk, I have one topic, one session in my brain going on for that thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, mine is kind of the same way. It's just I do everything digitally.
Yeah.
So like everything has its place. I have a to-do list running on like my specific teams.
Yeah.
And then also too, like I have a tab in OneNote for literally everything. And then when I go to meetings, I have the Excel sheets brought up. I have the tabs brought up. I can easily toggle between different things. And I think that just shows, like you said, it shows your mind.
Yep.
And
speaking of digital stuff or like desktops, when people have their desktop filled with just files and they don't take the time to organize it or put it like, you know, have a main folder, then narrow down from there. Because you can put folders within folders within folders.
Yeah.
You know.
But sometimes you get too organized for your own self and you go, where the heck did I put that?
Well, that's why new Windows has that search function where you can just type in at the
bottom. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
True.
Because I have searched for things several times in there or in Outlook and I'm like, I sent this yesterday.
It's because it's in the downloaded, not the local C drive file.
You like, know what I mean? Oh my gosh.
I run into that too. I'm like, I know I downloaded this.
Like, this is like, this should be in here.
Yeah.
But where is it? So I cleaned up the TV stand because I was like, it looks very cluttered, even down there. I'm like, I need to declutter this stuff.
Looks good. I love it.
I know.
Anywho, what's on your mind? How are you doing today?
What is on my mind? I had a lot of different things go on and I can finally like share.
Here we go.
But with growth and all this kind of stuff, sometimes we have circumstances that are not because of our own actions.
You can't control.
Exactly.
Uncontrollables.
A lot of the uncontrollables that have been going on, my company did a reorg. So I was in jeopardy of losing my job.
That's a reorganization for people who don't speak lingo. Corporate
lingo.
These acronyms. Everything's got an acronym.
I keep forgetting. But yes, I was in jeopardy of losing my job. And then finally heard back this week.
Praise Jesus.
That I secured the bag, as you know, the hip people say, aka I have a job.
Yep.
So I am going to be doing 25% of what I was doing, and then
100%
new. 100%
new.
No. 75% of it's going to be completely different.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because with growth, I have to like put myself in different circumstances, different positions, so that way I can become the best version of me and learn something new.
And I see you strive between change and adaptability, all that kind of stuff. Like when things get stale, when things get stagnant, when things become mundane,
yeah,
that's when you get bored. And that's when you start going, there's got to be something else, or blah, blah, blah. Like you start to hate your job. But when yeah. things are fresh, new, and you're on the cusp of learning something, and mm-hmm. every day is like a new adventure, that's when you come to me and you're like excited to be like, I learned how to do X, Y, and Z today, and like this and that. And it's going to be over my head. I know that. But I'm like, that's the type of attitude that, you yeah. know, I look forward to having you have again, because,
mm-hmm.
you know,
it's gonna be very different. And that's kind of like the topic that we wanted to talk about tonight, is like our growth and how it depends upon the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about planting a new plant right now in Arizona, I do not suggest planting anything because it is scorching hot and it will die right away. Like, growth right now in the summertime for plants is not ideal. The soil is not correct. I mean, it's just dirt. But the temperatures are not correct for it. But if you think in other ways, in different parts right now, if you plant a seed, okay, if it is just that dirt in Arizona, it's not going to take root, right? It's just going to die out.
Right.
But say you're in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. luscious green grass right now, maybe a little burnt from the heat, but the seasonal plants, you plant a seed and it starts to grow. It's because the soil there is completely different than the soil here in Arizona.
And also, if you think of like farmers or anyone yes. who's a horticulturalist and plants things mm-hmm. and vegetable gardens, right? What do you do with the soil? You add additives to it, or you add fertilizer, or yeah. you add topsoil that has nutrients and things in it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can call it dirt what you start with, but yep. you understand that for me to produce a healthy crop, you need to add those nutrients to it. You need to add food,
the fertilizer
mm-hmm. right, for that plant to grow strong and healthy and take deep roots.
Yep.
And I think in life, a lot of times we try to plant things or plant seeds in our lives, but we don't take any note to
yep.
how our soil is and what we're doing to try to fertilize that seed.
Yeah.
We just expect it to grow.
Yeah. And there's plenty of times where like I would go for a position and like, I think I have grown in the soil that I needed to. And I had a rude awakening of, nah, like you've had growth, but it's not the right kind of growth as well. But I think a lot of our growth, because you are listening to this podcast, you want to grow your mind, grow your business, your like everything. We need to realize who we are surrounding ourselves with when it comes to our growth.
Not only surrounding ourselves by people, but also what we are
consuming
as nutrients yeah. to help that soil change.
Exactly. So whatever you, we're going to go with the analogy of horticulturalists. I can't even talk right now. And I haven't even had a sip of any alcohol, but
That's the problem.
You're funny. We're going to talk about like the seed and stuff like that. So obviously you plant it in the soil, your environment that you are in for your growth. Okay. But what do you feed it? Mm-hmm. And what are you watering it with? Right. Like if you're feeding yourself with, well, the soil is all negative people in mm-hmm. your life.
Dried out.
Just like they don't want to grow. They want to go into the past. I hate that so much. Stop talking about the past. It's a past for a reason. Exactly. Okay. Okay. Unless it's testimony for someone else.
Right.
Okay. You're surrounded by all of these like negative things in that soil. And then on top of it, I'm going to watch constant negative news.
Mm-hmm. And listen to negative, negative music.
And like, or I love me screamo when I'm like mad. But do you ever realize the music that you listen to feeds your like emotions?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, okay. Prime example with that is there's a guy who I used to work for me, and he'd always come in pissed off, always upset, always mad. The one morning he comes in a little later than me, and so I'm walking through the parking lot as he's rolling in. He's got like Slipknot like blaring out of his car. And I'm like, dude, you wonder why you're pissed off all the time when you come into work. That's not helping your attitude.
No.
To have that like rage, aggression music. Mm-mm. Like,
I mean, there's a purpose for it, like when you're working out to like fuel that, but also understand that like everything you listen to,
it's getting absorbed.
It is 100% getting absorbed and will attribute to every emotion throughout the whole day and your attitude and everything that you do.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why some people, they listen to like motivational podcasts in the morning mm-hmm. when they go to work. So that way they are motivated to go in.
Or they listen to like tranquil Zen music that's like, you know, kind of gets I'm you working. Meditate, like in a meditative state or a hypnotic like state where you're just kind of, there's no lyrics, but the sounds and the, you know, the instruments and the way that the melody is, it's just soothing and calm.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a game changer. If you guys don't do it, it might sound frou-frou and like out there, but like, honestly, change the style of music that you listen to and see how your mood changes. We all have our favorites. Like, trust me, like big Blink-182 fan, but
heck yeah, man,
you know, understandable that like, you know, sometimes their lyrics and such are inappropriate. And like, you know, it's one of those, I used to be in a hardcore metal band. So like, I used to play that type of music, but it's definitely a thing where it changes your emotional state.
Yep. So not only like things you're feeding from like constant negative news, the music, the things you read as well.
Mm.
So like if you're constantly like, for me, okay, I usually read a book for like pleasure and then a book for like my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I will always have two going at the same time. When I'm reading some of the books, I'm like, this is not like putting me in a really good mood. It's like putting me on edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now I'm reading like a horror type of novel. And it's like putting me on edge. And like, then I'm like up all night. You wonder why. Mm-hmm. You're literally reading about someone getting killed. Like, what?
Yep. No, and that's a big thing too. Like people who watch TV before they go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, or the news, like you just said, like, you know, think about putting, cause a lot of that news stuff, I'm going to shoot it real here. It's all fear driven and it's all out there to, you know, sway us one way or another and put thoughts that maybe we wouldn't normally have into our heads, right? And if you're the type of person that's watching the news before bed and you're laying in bed and you like sleep with the TV on and all that kind of stuff, like there's something to having those types of thoughts and everything that are not your own, you know, before you go to bed.
Yep.
And it's like a whole subliminal type thing. But there's some psychology behind it that it really does absorb and change your thought patterns and change your way that you think.
It truly does.
And if we're all here to grow and to be positive and to self, you know, motivate and all that, what do you think that's doing if you're trying to, when you're conscious during the day, mm-hmm. you know, change your attitudes and routines, but there are things that subconsciously are being put into our thought patterns.
Yeah.
That we don't even really think about it, but it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And like, now that we talked about the environment of the plant, what you're feeding it, so like fertilizer and stuff like that, but are you watering it? Sometimes like we forget that, oh my goodness, I have not watered that plant in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like yourself. When was the last time you watered yourself? In terms of like me personally, I took a day off to get my like mind in order. Like the self-care days, like, yes, extremely important, but like meditation, or like for me as well, and some people may feel the same way, I will sit outside, close my eyes, and like the sun itself, like there's a whole thing on it of like being in sunlight instead of the blue light of every computer, phone, mm-hmm. or thing,
mm-hmm.
TV. It really affects you and mm-hmm. your mood. So if you're not feeding in the news or music and what you read and all that kind of stuff, and you're not watering it as well with positivity and people around you that are like amazing, that plant's just going to wilt.
Yeah.
Until you water it again.
And I think of this whole analogy too, is like, if we all have that thought of, I want to start something for myself, or I want to get involved with maybe a new business or an idea,
yeah.
and it's been percolating in your brain, and you know, you eventually want to plant that seed and do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't first off put the nutrients into the soil and then plant it and water it, it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we always sit back and be like, you know, nothing ever good happens to me, or how come I see all these other successful people doing this and that, and it always just seems like, you know, it works for them but it doesn't for me.
Mm.
It's like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, are you just having the thought but never acting on it? Are you
so true.
Are you creating that environment that it's going to like actually thrive mm-hmm. and take root?
Yep.
Because there's, you know, I think of like the Jesus parables with this whole thing too, of like the seeds that fall into the stones or fall, you know, on the not the good soil, and you know, some of them get picked up by birds, right? Like that kind of stuff. It's
weeds grow around it, like
snuff it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't have that plant that takes deep root and have a good foundation,
yes,
it can be blown away or uprooted at
any moment.
And that could be just one negative thought, or that could yep. be one no, or that could be one person saying that that's stupid, I would never do that,
one circumstance that really like pushes you down,
right? And okay. then it's gone, done, and
kapoof.
if you don't take the time to let that nutrients take a deep root,
yeah,
where you can be steadfast throughout any kind of storm, anything that comes your way,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're doing. It's a waste of time.
It really is. And I think about 80% of people dream and do. No, it has to be a higher statistic than that.
It's got way higher than that, yeah.
That there, it's a large amount that dream and then never do anything
yep.
with it. Because the soil is fear, negativity, and, oh, you can't do that. Like, imposter syndrome. Like, all of these things. We create that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the power to swiftly turn that around.
Right. Most people are just tumbleweeds that just yeah. blow around, you know, hoping to take root somewhere or settle down. But
well, yes, I agree with that. And like, for example, I took a business like course or whatever for 2 days because I was like, okay, I'm getting very stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
I need to like level up. I need to do something.
Yeah.
I need like something new to come in, and maybe it will like root me a little bit deeper.
Right.
Okay. My roots are firm, but I want to be more secure. Now I have a quote unquote niche. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like a specialty. I work with women who want to healthy age, and I want them to feel confident in their own skin.
Yeah.
Okay. That is me to my core. Then there's other people out there that are like, I'm going to do this, like, drop for a wedding. I'm going to do this cycle thing. I'm going to do, like, take out all the sugar and all this kind of stuff. Have you been through that? Have you done that? Like, that's what, like, a tumbleweed to me is, like, I'm just going to throw shit at the fan or the wall. Not the fan, because the fan would go everywhere. But it's pretty much what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're just throwing it and seeing what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way to do it. You have to have a deep-rooted purpose in order to provide value to people.
Well, I think people try to ride the fad train.
Ugh, and, I hate it. You know,
it takes one person with a following to make something cool, and then they see that it works for them all because of just it's a popularity contest or whatever, right? When there's really no science backing it, or there's it's vague, or it's a gray area, or yes, you know, just by cleaning up your diet a little bit, you're going to lose weight. And yes, it is going to work, but is it truly because of just that one thing? Or is it just because you held yourself more accountable? You're starting to work out more? Like,
how about that?
Exactly, right? And you just kind of have to weed through some of the things and think for yourself, which unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people really do anymore. You know, but you start to have those, just listen to your gut.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, if you're like, that's too sounds too good to be true, or
how
come no one else has ever thought of this? Well, because it's probably just a, you know.
Yeah. But I see a lot of people just like throwing things around, and I'm just like, homeboy, homegirl, stick to what you are passionate about, and the right, and the right people will come into your life.
You know why they don't? Because if they're passionate about something, but it goes against society's norm or like what the fad train is at the time, they feel like, I'm not going to be successful. Yeah. No one's going to listen to me. Everyone's going to be a laughing stock. Like, it's the whole self-doubt thing.
Yeah.
But yet if you are passionate about it and it's from your soul, it's from your heart, you don't care how many people sign up. You care about just that one or two people that you help transform their lives and reach out to. And if you stick and stay, kind of like we talked about, you know, the resilience and everything last week, right? It's going to build over time. It's not going to be that flash in the pan quickness because it's the fad train and people are just riding it right now. But your roots are so deep in your purpose that no matter what storm, even if you get weed whacked down to the top stalk and you're flush with the ground, those roots are going to are still there. So you'll regrow. And probably even stronger.
I love that. I love that a lot.
You know, I can't express it anymore that we need to work on our foundations and we need to make that soil that we're trying to build our lives and environment in as nutrient rich as possible. And we have to be cautious of what the intake is. You know, you're not going to be putting antifreeze in it, right? You're not going to be putting something that's toxic, something that you know is going to kill that seed. You want to put things that are going to make it thrive. And it's really easy to start taking note of what your intake is throughout the day that you're like, yeah, maybe that's not the best thing. These people aren't the best people. That show that I've been watching isn't the best show. This whatever, constant negativity, something that you know if you're scrolling and you read a post and you're more agitated afterwards. That's probably not good for you. We all know what's effed up right now in the world. We can, you know, probably all agree on that.
But if it gets you angry, then that's something you need to pursue to fight for.
That is true,
at the same time.
That is true, too. But if you're taking action on it, but if you're not taking action on it and you're just reading it and getting yourself in a negative mindset because of it, then, you know, let's minimize that.
I think it all comes down to being super self-aware. Because if you are just a consumer and you're just consuming, consuming, consuming and not taking action,
you're
like
not
that,
a producer,
then it's going to affect you.
Absolutely.
And like, just be self-aware because your growth literally depends upon everything around you, the people you hang out with, the things you listen to, the things you watch, the things you read, mm-hmm. every little thing matters. But again, if it lights you up inside and makes you angry, you need to take action, because that is your God-given gift to move forward and push for whatever it is you believe in. Mm-hmm. So.
And you also might have some kind of personal connection or tie to it, which goes back to your passion.
Yep.
It goes back to your full purpose.
Correctamundo.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to help men become bodybuilders. I've never experienced that. I can't help them.
Right.
I probably could if I like researched, but like if I didn't go through it, I'm not gonna help people with it. Yeah. Like I would never take advice from me.
Yeah, and I would never
about bodybuilding.
And I would never try to talk to a woman about cycle syncing and talking about like, oh, these are the foods that you need to eat, and this is the type of workouts you need to do at these certain times. Like,
yeah.
I have no idea. Like, so I'm not going to pretend to know. No. And I'm not going to be a false prophet out there about that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to stay in my lane, talk about what I know, what I'm passionate about,
mm-hmm.
and align myself with the things that I know are fulfilling me.
Correctamundo.
It's, you know, and I'm also cautious, too, of who I follow, what I look at, what I, you know, listen to.
Yep.
And it truly does work. It truly has transformed. I guess this is my testimony here. You know, it really does work. And it sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it sucks because you may feel like you're all alone.
Yeah.
But you feel like you might be pushing certain people away. But in the long run,
mm-hmm.
trust me, you will be way more productive, way more successful.
Yep.
And way more fulfilled.
Preach.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So this growth, take note of everything you are, just be self-aware pretty much this week and see the outcome of it once you start to shift a little bit and change your soil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to know more, share more. Oh, yeah. How about you share this podcast with someone who needs a little bit more oomph in their life?
That's right. Okay.
We grow by sharing referrals. That's how we grow. Okay. If you want to know more, go on to peakdrivenllc.com and follow along in the journey. That's all she wrote.
That's it?
Yeah. I'm going to go paint some walls, y'all.
All right, guys. We love you. Thank you for listening. God bless y'all.
All right. Go be the light. Later. Bye-bye.